Previously on the Adventure Zone.
Secure passage on this train. One of you will need to be Leman Kessler. You will need to retrieve the relic and get it back to us any way that you can.
Is Tom Baudet anywhere in this town?
Has anyone left a light on for us?
You managed to make it to the ticket counter.
I'm Leman Kessler.
I'm Diddly Kessler.
You're Diddly, that's what I thought. And you, wizardly looking fellow?
Justin. I cast Charm Person on Tom Baudet.
Okay.
We want you to step in front of the next train that is coming by, okay?
No!
Is that okay? If you don't mind, doing that for us.
Just step. You hear from outside the train, "All aboard!" And Tom Baudet goes, "Well, time to go, I guess."
Come on, ride the train. It's the choo-choo, and ride it. It's the Adventure Zone.
So the three of you have just checked in with Tom Baudet, one of the Tom Baudets, one of the many, many animatronic Tom Baudets that occupy Rockport, and have boarded the train. You walk in through a door to the main passenger car compartment.
Griffey, is this train luxurious or is it like utilitarian?
It is fully luxuried out. It is the Lexus of fantasy trains. I'm talking gilded. It's gilded with gold. It's
gilded with gold, you say?
It's
thing to gild with.
It's gilded with silver and platinum. Nope.
Gold. Nope. Gold's the only thing you can gild with.
Can't gild with anything else.
Watch me. What? It's bedazzled with electrum. It's a really nice train.
Smell good?
Smells great. Posh interior, soft seats. Shag carpeting, which is weird, but it's like nice shag carpeting. Right. So you walk in through the main passenger entrance into the passenger car, and there waiting for you is a very tall, very finely dressed elven man. Who is wearing a Rockport Limited uniform. He has a mustache, which is rare for elves. Not typically known for their bodacious facial hair, but there you are. This man looks down at you as you are boarding the train and says, "Tickets and weapons, please."
Yeah.
Ah.
No problem. Is it okay if I keep my umbrella in case of a storm?
Well, yeah, it's not. Yeah, I wouldn't typically consider that to be a weapon. Can I see your tickets, please, though?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, here's mine.
Snatches them all.
Griffin, do we have tickets? Oh, we did get tickets.
Yeah, we did get tickets.
Okay. Whew, that was close. I almost had to kill him.
He snatches them up. Oh, Leman Kessler. Oh, yes, I understand we are carrying a very precious piece of cargo for you.
Take good care of his package.
That's terrific. This is kind of a fancy train, so if we can maybe watch that stuff. My name is, wait for it,
Tom Baudet.
My name is
Lazy GM.
Do you know that there's only one real Tom Baudet and the rest are Tom Faudets? That's true.
My name is Hudson. I'm the engineer of this train. Welcome aboard. We're happy to have you. We know that you have lots of choices to pick from for subterranean intercity travel here, but and we sure do appreciate the fact that you picked us.
Well, we tried to get on the Rockport Unlimited, but it was full.
Yeah, that train is a little too extreme for most people. It doesn't even go on rails. It just sort of
Where doesn't it go?
Well, it doesn't get to its destination usually. It usually crashes and it's pretty terrible. But thank you for joining us. Who are your compatriots here?
My compatriots?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Hi, Lehman has a Scottish accent.
Okay. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Wait, let me check my notes here.
No, it's right here in my character sheet.
That's interesting, because Halim and I spoke to...
I keep turning down his volume, and I swear to God, it keeps getting louder.
I think that is hacked into your mainframe.
He's become self-aware.
You all are in luck. This is actually not a very full train. You'll have your pick of seating in the passenger car. You have your own... room.
I didn't introduce myself.
Oh, sorry. Yes, go right ahead.
I have a name as well.
Terrific.
And feelings.
Good day to you. Thank you for having me on your choo-choo.
Are you disembarking? We haven't even left the station yet.
I need to find a seat that has a comfort equitable to my situation.
I appreciate your fancy speech. That is how we...
Gratuities to you for the compliment.
Now, I will be in here, and he points to the engine car to his right at the head of the train. The engine car, the entrance to the car is a very high security heavy metal door. With a window slot in it for mm-hmm. him to look out, but it's a very secure door. And he says, "I will be in here for the duration of the trip. I won't be coming out as just a security measure. If somebody were to take the helm mm-hmm. of this train, they could.
Is this possibly foreshadowing?"
Or rampant paranoia.
I'm telling you guys. Trust me. Oh, it could happen.
The Mountain Train Security Agency protocols demand that I stay in the engine for the duration of the trip with no visitors. I'm sure some of you would like to learn how a choo-choo works.
I'd like to sit on your lap.
Well,
maybe
and
steer
I,
a little bit.
You are not alone in that desire. But unfortunately, it's engineers only in the engine. And after the trip, I will escort you to the crypt safe in the caboose, and I will help you retrieve your package. But from that point on, it's in
your
hands.
Sorry, just to clarify, where was the package again?
The package is in the caboose. I don't...
Thank you very much. We'll be retiring to our rooms now.
Okay, well, this was a great talk, and I feel like if other people were listening to this conversation, say thousands and thousands of people, they would put their listening apparatus down, and they would go, wow, that was a good recorded conversation I just listened to.
And then puncture their own eardrums.
And if, say, those listeners had somehow paid money to support our conversation, they would say, yes, I have chosen to spend my money wisely, and I feel great about my life and my decisions. But see you later. Smell you later, he says. Yeah, before you go, I just need to grab your weapons from you. These will also be locked up in the vault, and we'll be returning them to you as soon as we reach our final destination.
But my whole body is a weapon. You see, well, I've trained myself.
Listen,
thank you, Barney Fife.
Are you one of those magic flesh swords?
I am.
I've heard about those where a young witch kisses a sword and it turns into a human man.
It was something like that.
I read about that in my Penthouse magazine.
I never believed it would happen to me.
No, I just give me those weapons and I'll lock them right up. Put them right in the car. You'll never know that they were missing unless you need them. But you won't. Super safe train.
Mm. I do hold on to my glove, though.
Which
one? My gauntlet.
Yeah, that's fine. What could you possibly do with a gauntlet?
Well, it keeps it. I have smelly hand syndrome.
Oh, my God. Me too. I didn't think I'd ever meet another. He pulls off the leather glove that he has over his left hand, and it stinks. Ooh. There's a stink to it that it almost seems supernatural, almost as mm-hmm. if he's been cursed on his hand. He
says, "Let me." That's pretty bad, I guess.
Can I have a whiff of your brand?
Unfortunately, no. There was a law passed that I was not allowed to remove
I just
my
made
gauntlet.
I made myself very vulnerable just then.
Let the man smell your hand.
Okay.
Give him your hand.
I can't do that. I'm not at that point in my therapy.
Well,
yet.
God, fine. He says, and takes up your weapons. Are you handing your weapons to him or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give him Smasher and Little Choppy.
And I cast, just as he's leaving, I cast Prestidigitation on Travis's hands to give them a terrible odor.
Okay. Oh, my God, he says. What? How did that can you control your hand stink? It's almost as if you've just
there's
emitted
a
cloud.
On the glove.
Terrific. Is that like a, is that like a crime-fighting tool?
No.
Like stinky hand knockout gas, and you shoot it out of your finger.
It's more just like a relationship ender.
Oh, well, not for me, man.
Oh, wait, did you find women who are into this? Is there a chat room I can join?
No, I'm just saying I'm feeling you. As a buddy, as a friend. Anyway, your weapons will be waiting for you when we reach Neverwinter. Until then, maybe keep the valve closed, because not everyone likes getting high on your own supply.
Got it.
And he walks into the engine compartment, and the door slams closed, and you hear a heavy clunk, and that's it for the engineer character. What did you guys think of him? Scale of 1 to 10.
I thought he had good motivation. Mm-hmm. I thought his character development was good.
So walking through the passenger car, you only see three other passengers on this ride, and they're not sitting together. They don't seem to know each other. They're not conversing. They're all just sort of doing their own little things. One of them is a stout dwarven woman with the largest muscles you've ever seen on a living person.
Wait,
she looks
hold
kind
on.
Of,
Magnus is in the room.
Well, yeah. Deal with it.
Oh, no.
She looks... She's kind of fidgeting, looking out the window. She just kind of looks a little bit uncomfortable. Sitting about two rows behind her and on the other side of the car is a young boy who is wearing a fancy boy suit. Mm-hmm. And a blue fancy boy cap, dressed up very fancily.
Can I roll insight to see how fancy?
Yeah, sure, if you want.
That's a 17. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Oh, my God, yeah. Make sure to really add this up.
It's a 16. It's a minus one.
16. Oh, a minus one, then you die. God, Travis, if only in trying to discern his fanciness, your nose just starts bleeding and you fall over.
Fancied to death.
He's fresh to death. He looks very fancy. Like a schoolboy, but fancy. And he's reading a book like a schoolboy would do, and he's a fancy young man. And then sitting a couple of rows behind him is a round young human man with a big, great big bushy beard. And he's wearing some sort of trashy wizard's robes. They're not as
You mean bad, or you mean like trashy sexy? Some mesh.
It's both, actually.
The electric tape over his nipples.
No, it covers all of his essential oils, but it does say juicy on the back of the room, where his butt would be.
Are we on a train to Jersey?
Yes. Neverwinter is in New Jersey. Not a lot of people know that. This is like an alt America, sort of like Dark Tower, I should have pointed out. So, no, that's not true. Please don't buy into that at all. And that is the passenger car as you continue walking back to, set down your personal effects in your sleeper car. As you pass through the chamber connecting the two cars, you open up the door to the sleeper car, and another elf is there. Another fairly tall elven man is there, wearing the uniform for the Rockport Limited. He is also wearing a sort of technicolor bow tie. That's like prismatic and shifting in hues. And he looks down at you, and he comes up with a voice for himself very quickly.
Hello. Oh, new passengers. I haven't met you. Welcome.
What is this?
I instantly regret this voice.
Hello. Welcome.
There it is.
Sounds like my... Vincent Price.
I found it. Hello. Welcome to the train.
I'm Mike Myers as Lord Michael's having a stroke.
I'm doing my best. Welcome to Are you making fun of my voice?
He's getting fatter before our eyes.
Who dumped a bucket of water on this guy?
How could I be sad? I've got new passengers to welcome to the... God damn it, can I talk? Welcome to the train. My name is Jenkins. Can I help you find your seats or your... Where to put your luggage, man, I don't know.
I like your tie, Jenkins. Tell me about it.
This is my flair. We all get to wear one piece of flair on Tuesdays.
What does it do?
What's it do? What's the thing?
Tell me all about it, stud.
It looks amazing.
Well, yes.
It doesn't possess any curative properties or... Who are you?
Does it spin? Let's
stop.
I want to unfold this bow tie thing.
Wait, stop. Let's start over. Hello, I'm Jenkins. I'm the wizard attendant on the Rockport Limited. I will help you with your bags.
I reach out slowly to touch his bow tie.
Okay, you can touch it, I guess. A light surface.
You can keep going.
A light surface level touch would be preferred.
I really get in there.
Are you an attendant who's a wizard, or are you an attendant for a wizard?
I am a wizard who attends to your needs on the train. You let me know if you have any questions. I can take your bags, and I have a few other luxury services I can provide. My voice is shot from this weekend, and it's really we have to record.
No one made you do this voice, Griffin.
This needs to. I'm just saying we need to do a series wrap on Jenkins in this episode because I don't think I'm going to be able to do him next week.
I killed Jenkins.
Thank you. You've said. I have a few other. Luxury services I can provide to you. I can take you into one of our pleasure rooms.
I'm cool. No, thank you.
It's not old boy, gentlemen. It's not nearly as salacious as I made it sound. It's just when I say things with my voice, it always sounds like I'm talking about slow sex.
Hey, Jenkins, I just noticed, I think your bow tie is too tight. I loosen it slightly. Does that help?
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. A witch kissed me, and it cursed my...
Oh, God.
No, that's a joke.
Can we level up for that? That was great.
I feel very comfortable with this voice now. Yes.
Now it's like an old pair of shoes.
He helps you all load your luggage into your sleeper car. There's a triple bunk bed. It's basically like a big old Neapolitan ice cream sandwich of dudes, and you feel like the smell in there is going to get pretty ripe pretty fast. It's not a very big car. He helps you load up starts to show you around the train. So he says, this is the sleeper car. Well, hold on. Sorry, I hit my R very hard there. So this, of course, is the sleeper car. You can rest in here. The trip will take about 3 hours once the train departs, which it should any minute. So you won't need a full night's sleep, but if you're feeling... nappy. This is a place where historically people sleep.
Jenkins, can I ask you a question?
I'm not finished.
Okay.
What you're going to want to do is place the pillow underneath your head.
We know how to
go to sleep, okay.
Just checking. I'm here to serve, to attend to your every need. You're all set on blankets.
Yeah,
we actually need extra pillows. I sleep with a pillow between my knees and between my elbows and behind my head and under my feet. If I could get.
We're gonna do this now, huh? We're gonna.
I prescribe
this out
to the
now.
Griffin McElroy sleeping method.
I need to build myself a fucking exosuit of pillows, and I'm not proud of it. Like I am embarrassed about it, and it makes trips with my family a living hell.
Yeah,
a pillowy hell.
You go into a room you're sharing with Griffin, then you look for a pillow. There's just none there. He's absorbed them all.
Yeah, I need them for strength and energy. Jenkins says, now, of course, the car that you passed through coming in was the passenger car, and that is a car that is great for sitting.
Now, Jenkins, I saw a dwarven woman in there, and I swear I recognized her, but I can't remember her name, and I don't want that awkward moment, you know what I mean? Do you have any information on her?
I'm not supposed to share privileged information regarding the identity of...
Give him a bribe.
We run a very discreet travel service.
Jenkins.
Come on.
Jenkins.
Remember the thing with the tie?
Remember?
When you touched my tie, despite my request that you did
I freed you.
And it helped you out and felt good.
That is...
an instrument of yours.
Jinky.
Okay, but you didn't hear this from me.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Jess the Beheader?
Oh.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
A WWE, right?
She is a famous Mid-World Wrestling Federation star. Of course, I don't know why they call it wrestling, because it is a blood sport. There's not much grappling as much there is, deadly melee. But,
you wrestle with your conscience after you kill somebody.
Yes, and she has a very particular way of dispatching her foes.
Is it possibly?
What's that?
She unheads them.
She cuts their butt off.
Yes. Well.
Did I get it, Jenkins?
Yes, you got it. 10.
Just between you just, us wizards.
100 trivia points to you, my good sir.
You get a free round of shots in the bar car.
I don't know what brings her on the train. I do know that I did have to carry her axe into the back car, and boy howdy, did that thing weigh a metric ton. But I don't mean to complain. I'm happy to do the work. It's
not where I thought I'd end up in life, but you know, life's a continuing, evolving adventure.
I love life on the rails. You meet a lot of interesting people.
Did you carry the axe back there?
Yes.
Kind of a shitty wizard.
I'm sorry, sir.
Nothing.
No, no.
Second level stuff.
No, come on. Let's have a wizard chat, and I'd like to hear.
You should get out there. You should get out there and level up.
What am I gonna do? Burn one of my daily slots on making an axe levitate?
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize life on the trails was so demanding. You had to have pyrotechnics at your fingertips 24/7.
Or you could just do what I do, which is have unlimited spell slots and use every spell in the book.
Yeah, oh, I've heard of you.
From every discipline.
You are of the god kind. he says, now behind the sleepy car, sometimes I call it the sleepy car. Behind the sleepy car is our dining car. You can go there for...
peace.
Okay.
Magnus leaves.
We can walk with you. We can do like a walk... Nope, you're just going by...
Yep, peace gone.
Well, to you two.
Now, Griffin, I need you to describe both scenes simultaneously.
I won't do that. I'm very, very tired.
I pop back into the sleeping car. You guys, the craziest thing just happened in there.
Oh, God. Travis is taking control.
Magnus has turned into Kramer.
It was ridiculous. They just handed me 2,000 gold when I walked in.
Behind the sleeper car is the dining car. You can go there for one free complimentary meal of your choice. I'm also the chef on this train, so I'll make sure to, now that I can put a name to a face, I'll make sure to bake a lot of love into whatever you order.
You saving your spells for that?
What are you eating?
And then he eats a carrot in his face. That's tacos. Mic drop.
I'm eating heart attack. Life's hard on the road.
The only time that you're allowed to eat food while we're recording this podcast is if it's fully work for actual in-game eating. So I'm just assuming that Taco's like having a party right now on some baby carrots.
He's eating some hardtack.
What is hardtack?
You know, like Johnny Cakes.
You know.
No, that's not hardtack.
It is. Hardtack, like sea biscuits.
Really hard bread that they had during the Civil War. Surprised you didn't read up on this before we recorded.
And then they used it to put stuff up on the wall.
You're going
to
have it. Justin's going to go on another hardtack run.
You got to edit this one out too, Griffin.
And then behind that is, of course, the cargo car. You should have been walked through our security protocols at the station. Wait, what am I doing? What's this fucking voice?
You've gone into Mr. Belvedere.
And then, of course, behind... What was it?
it was a moving target.
Surprise. And then, of course, behind...
And a little droopy dog, too.
Behind the...
I'm Shade.
Jenkins.
That's how you sound.
And, of course...
Back there's the cargo car.
I'm sort of the Mel Blanc of the trade. I keep everybody in stitches, all these different characters. Which one's the real me? You'll never know.
The three of you are being very cruel to me.
I'm sad now.
You're making me very, very unhappy.
I live to serve the people on this train, but I've never been treated like this in my life.
Smoking!
This is not out of character laughing. This whole time, everything you've done in the past 2 minutes has been to this man's face. You're just standing. Oh. Do you even want the rest of the tour?
Yeah.
Jenkins.
I hug this him. Has all been in character. Are you telling me that this person, Jenkins, was having this like incredible mental breakdown where he couldn't remember what his own voice sounded like?
It was a very metaphysical moment for who am I?
Incident.
There's this cafe. I need to know that Jenkins was having this breakdown right in front of us. What is... No, that's not it. It's up here.
Who am I? What am Jenkins? I hold Jenkins.
No. I'm a big, brave boy.
You're my big, brave boy, Jenkins.
I can stand up to the slings and arrows that you fling at me. I would just like to finish the tour and get back to work, please.
By all means.
Jenkins, we're just trying to make you strong, brother.
Behind the dining car is the cargo car. I'm done. Have a good day. Let me know if you need anything, but don't expect a quick response. Of course, it will be a quick response. I'm sorry.
How do we summon you, Jenkins?
Well, the train has four goddamn cars, so just open all the doors and
yell. So is it like a magic word or like a whistle? Is there a bell somewhere?
Yes, a witch kissed me and cursed me so that anytime anybody yells a secret word, I have to attend to their every need, and that word is my fucking name, Jenkins.
Yeah. Got it.
Jenkins, would you open the window, please?
Careful, don't burn a spell on it.
Yes, here. He opens the window. Is that good?
Perfect.
Griffin, you feel
just,
the train.
Just Griffin, out of character. This is a great time to come up with a Jenkins catchphrase. I feel like he's going to be a fan favorite. Maybe like as he leaves, have him say something like that.
Sure.
How about this? What do you think about this one? Dynamite.
Yeah.
I like that
okay,
one.
Okay, so that's the one I'm going to use, definitely. the train lurches and starts to move forward, and Jenkins looks out the window he just opened and says, there's a man standing in front of the train, which is peculiar. If you'll excuse me, I will need to go and handle that situation.
Oh, no.
Excuse
Call
me.
Him Tom. Call him Tom.
Sorry? How do you know it's Tom Baudet out there?
Yes.
It's always Tom Baudet.
You think this is spell slot worthy? Or?
Okay, I'm out. Jinx. Jink. What was it?
Dynamite.
Sayonara. No, that sucks.
You'll get it. You'll find it.
He says, he turns to you and closes the door, but then he cracks it back open and pokes his face in, and he says, smell you later.
And a t-shirt is born.
Hey, everybody, this is Griffin McElroy, your Dungeon Master. Thank you all very much for listening to episode 12 of The Adventure Zone. Sorry that it is late. We got a little bit sidetracked when we were doing our live show. We only had a very small window in which we could record new episodes of The Adventure Zone, and we missed it. We goofed it. We done fucked up. So sorry about that. We're going to have another episode next week to make up for the week that we missed, and then we're going to get back to our usual lackadaisical every other week schedule. Thank you all so much for listening to The Adventure Zone and sharing it on Twitter with the hashtag TheZoneCast. As always, if you share our show on Twitter with the hashtag TheZoneCast, we might name a character after you, like we have done so many fucking times in this episode. We got Hudson, the engineer. That's Timothy Hudson, or V Lobster on Twitter. Jenkins, Ben C. Jenkins on Twitter. Graham, who you're going to meet here in a second, that's Graham Enos on Twitter. And Angus McDonald, that's Angry Angus on Twitter. And Jess the Beheader, who is Jess Osterhout, Sherlock Holmes on Twitter. That's a lot of characters. Not sure if we mentioned Lehman Kessler as Lehman Boy on Twitter. I think I pointed that one out last week, but yeah. Here's another first for The Adventure Zone. I've got a Jumbotron message, hot off the presses. If you've never heard My Brother and Me, or any of the other podcasts on the Maximum Fun Network before, you can purchase a personal message for a loved one, a friend, a spouse, a family member, any special someone in your life. If you go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron, you'll find the way to do it there. They book up pretty far in advance, but so don't expect any birthday time miracles. But yeah, go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron, and we will hook you up. Here's an example of what that sounds like. This message is for Ryan, and it's from Ryan's husband, Mike, and his friends, John and Julia. That hive mind amalgam of people says in a horrifying three-throated voice, congratulations on getting another level in insurance, man. The adjuster specialization gives you +5 to authority, +2 to stress, and -2 to shitty coworkers. In addition, 5 times per day, you may command an underling to do time loss or other menial tasks. You're a fantastic husband, a great friend, a badass cleric, and an awesome DM. That's a lot of hats coming from a monster with a lot of voices. Congratulations, Ryan, on your promotion, which is, I think, the subject of this Jumbotron message. I'm very proud of you, too. Here's another Jumbotron message for you. This one is for the Hammer Trinity, which is a trio of fantasy plays that are happening in Chicago right now. The Hammer Trinity runs its epic every Saturday and Sunday through May 3rd in Chicago. Go to thehousetheater.com to learn more and purchase tickets. If you like Gerblins, if you like Moon Bases and Flaming Gauntlets, then you're listening to the right show for you. But if you want to see sort of a live, fantastical take on those ideas, you'll love The Hammer Trinity. It's 3 fantasy plays, all produced together in marathon performances by the House Theater of Chicago. The Trinity tells the story of a young orphan recovering a magic hammer, defending it against pirates in the Crownless Faction, and ultimately saving the land. So spoilers there, I guess. It's a 9-hour nerd fest. Holy shit. And it's a fantasy theater binge the likes of which you've never experienced. Also, there's dragons. I don't know how they got a dragon in there. I thought they were extinct, but maybe not if you believe in magic in your heart. Go to thehousetheater.com, get tickets for the Hammer Trinity. You heard it here first, unless you've heard of this before, and then we're like the second or third time you've heard it. But yeah, thanks so much for listening. Please, if you get a moment, share it with a friend, share it on Twitter. Leave us a review on iTunes. That really helps us out. And thank you all so much for being so supportive. Oh, and God, we haven't done an episode since the Max Fun Drive. You all crushed it in the Max Fun Drive. So many people, so many new donors came in and pledged your support for this show. And it was the most wonderful feedback we could have ever possibly hoped for. Thank you so much for telling us in a very direct and very helpful way that you like what we're doing. We're going to keep doing more of it. And I, as a reward for you donating, I'm not going to make this this break go on any longer. Here's the rest of the episode. Thank you and enjoy.
Anybody tired?
I could take a short rest.
Let's take a short rest.
Okay, you take a 15-minute power nap.
Like a pizzizz.
You take a pizzizz right there as the train departs from Rockport Station. And as it departs, it has started to begin its journey through the teeth, the mountain range that connects the two major land masses.
Next will be the tongue and then the throat.
Here it comes.
And then
and
through,
these are the annunciators.
And then through the gully works.
Let's head into the car so we can talk to those guys.
Okay. You go into the passenger car, and nobody's actually there right now. You hear somebody from the car behind you, from the dining car. You hear a voice going like, "Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Oh, we run in there. I want to know what it is."
Let's go into the dining car.
You go into the dining car where you hear these exclamations. The dining car is the fanciest car on the train. There are a couple of crystal chandeliers hanging from the ceiling over 8 or 9, 5-seat tables that are all very intricately set with crimson tablecloths and gold cutlery on them. There are large windows overlooking the nothing. You're going through a mountain, but there are actually some either magical or just sort of bioluminescent lights that you will pass by every few seconds or so, just to let you know that you are making progress. So somehow they've set up some interior lighting inside of this this train route. In this car, you don't see Jess, the beheader, but you do see the fancy boy. He's sitting at a table in the corner, still reading his book, just sort of surveying the scene. You see on one of the walls on the far side of the room is almost like a little booth, like almost like a confessional chamber that has its door open. You see Jenkins standing outside of it, seems to be like channeling some sort of spell onto the chamber. And then, emerging from the chamber is the Juicy Wizard, who says, "Man, that was amazing. I've never felt so relaxed in my whole life." And, Jenkins says, "I'm glad that you enjoyed that. I live to serve and, he's still
Seaman Griffin. His, I just realized
that's what it was. C-Man. It was Seaman. He's his eyes are still kind of red, and the guy, the hedge wizard, asks, "Hey, man, are you all right? You seem like you're upset." And Jenkins says, "No, I don't want to talk about it."
Jenkins, these jerks.
Oh, what up, God. Dog?
That's them. Yeah. Hello. How was your nap? Is everything good?
I had a good nappy.
That's great to hear. Maybe you were being very fussy before because you
I was a fussy baby. Am I right, Jenkins?
So just a real quick. First of all, do you need anything? But before that, do you have maybe anything you want to tell me?
Still dig the bow tie,
Jenkins. I'm really sorry about threatening Tom Baudet earlier.
Yeah, I feel
we're back
bad
in the village.
That.
I just
is
want
he
to say
okay?
Is he doing all right, do you think?
Are you speaking about the Tom Baudet who tried to kill himself in front of our train?
Hey, Jenkins.
Yes.
Great choo-choo, by the way. Quick question. You mentioned the pleasure room, and we got a little weird about it, but now that I'm more relaxed and sort of comfortable in my own sexual truth right now, could you talk to me
about... I just
want to
chase my bliss.
I'm just trying to chase my bliss. Can you... tell me about the pleasure room.
He says, "Well, you're looking at it. It's not this train car. We don't."
You just opened your shirt. I don't understand.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had an itch on my tummy. Let me get that and got it. Okay, buttoning back up now slowly, and we are fully dressed. This is the pleasure chamber. It is not a sex thing. Maybe it can be. It is actually a type of magic I specialize in, called a port. and I can make it so that when you enter this chamber, you can be in any room, anywhere in the world that you want to be. Just a quick getaway while we're traveling through this rather bleak mountain environment.
I lay my hand on Jigen's shoulder and say, there's nowhere I'd rather be than here, my man. And I squeeze gently.
So you don't want to trip in the pleasure chamber?
No, I do.
But you literally just said that you'd rather
not be. Jigen, we all said some stuff.
Listen, how does it work? Do we tell you where we want to go?
Or you tell me where you want to go. There are some restrictions. It's a kind of teleportation. But you can only open up a pleasure room to a room that only has one entrance and exit. And that is what you step through, through this port.
Is it an illusion?
It is a type of teleportation, but it is a very limited type. You can't take anything from the room. Anything, if you leave something behind, it will be destroyed, so don't do that. Make sure
Where did Juicy go?
He went to one of our special luxury pleasure rooms we have prefabricated. It recreates the beaches off the Sword Coast. You know the ones.
Oh yeah,
right.
Where the palm trees sway and the beach the beach babies are.
Mm-hmm.
There, yeah. They are extant.
Ben Prattler's there.
He wanted a tropical getaway, and so we hooked him up with our tropical getaway room. But you don't have to use one of our prefabricated rooms if you can think of any room in the world that you want to be in.
Say like we want to go visit somebody, but we don't know what room they're in? It's got to be a specific room.
You got to tell me the room, unfortunately. You can't just say, I want to be in a bank vault. Not that it would matter, because you couldn't take the money anyway, but...
Could you recreate our sleeping car?
I guess so. That would be kind of crazy. I'm not creating anything. You're actually going to these rooms.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'd like to try it out.
Yeah,
I have a
please.
Room I'd like to go to. I'm still trying to do the Scottish thing.
Kind of.
All right.
No, I'm not complaining. Wow. I'm just like, pick one.
If you can see that voice, I'm going to have him port you to the pleasure room in the inky blackness of space.
All right. I'd like to go to the...
What happened to your accent?
Do I have to... you told me to stop doing it, damn it!
No, Justin told you to stop doing it.
Oh,
Taco's
right.
A fan.
All right, here's what I want to do.
Your name was Justin.
I'd like to go to the room where my package is. I went to see my package.
Are you talking about the cargo car, which is literally, and he points to the left, through this door... Right here, you want to use my incredible teleportation magic to go into the room that is adjacent to the room we're currently in?
No.
And also, you can't.
Now, when you put it that way, no.
Yeah, when I put it anyway.
All right. I want to go to the engineer's room. I want to go where he is behind a locked door that I can't go through.
I preferred the other voice.
This is a little Scrooge McDucky, isn't it?
Where's Flintlock Glomgold, or whatever the fuck his name is?
It was Flintlock Glomgold, Trav, you got it. Unfortunately, no, I won't do that. Like, it's like a security protocol for the train. Like,
you what? Said anywhere.
Any room in the world. Any luxurious a day spa, a botanical garden, a green... Yes.
Jinko?
Yes.
I'm going to take you up on that later, dog. For right now, I'm going to get my grub on.
Okay, if you say so. But if you change your mind, can I entice either of the two of you?
I don't want to waste it.
Yeah, I don't feel like we're grounded enough yet.
Let us have a little nosh, and then we'll get back to you.
Okay.
I go sit next to the fancy lad.
Okay. Are the other two following suit?
Yes, I want to walk up to the fancy lad, and I want to say to him, you're a fancy lad. I pull out my Extreme Teen Bible. You know, being fancy is good, but sometimes it's better to be pansy and not just fancy. Let me read to you about Pan from my Extreme Teen Bible. What do you say?
Hello, sir. Thank you for the evangelism, but I'm affiliated already, and I appreciate it. And my dad says that I'm not allowed to talk to people who worship pagan gods.
Well, oh, that's fine, I guess. But, you know, if you're going to stay close-minded and you're not going to be open to new ideas, you're not going to grow up to be a very well-rounded young man.
Okay, sir. I apologize if I was being rude before. Please tell me the good news.
Well, I tell you what. Let me leave you this pan chick track, and you read it.
Oh, it's great. Reading's my favorite, he says.
I noticed that you were reading the book, so you read this tract. It's by this man named Chick, and it's all about Pan's tiny shoes, and it will lead you to make the right decision.
Thank you very much.
There's been some solid Dungeons & Dragons-ing.
Yeah. What is
really
your name?
Moving the story forward.
I'm Brother Lehman. Just call me Brother Lehman.
Brother Lehman. Hello. My name is Angus. I'm a little boy. I'm going to visit my grandpa in Neverwinter. Have you been to Neverwinter before?
I nudged Taco. He's the bad guy. Okay. That's definitely the bad guy.
Excuse me, sirs. My grandpa says it's rude to whisper, especially on a train. My name's Angus.
We had to say dirty words, Angus. Dirty words, Angus. That you can't hear. Adult words.
My grandpa says swears are not...
Hi, Angus, where are you from?
Me? I'm not allowed to say.
Are you from Phandalin?
No. Where is that? I've never even heard of Phandalin.
And you never will.
And you never will.
I like to read my books because it's like I get to go on a journey in my mind.
Taco, it's
definitely... What are your names?
What little kid likes reading? It's him.
Sirs, what are your names?
Well,
I already heard your name, sir. Thank you for telling me it.
I'm Diddley.
I'm Justin.
Diddley and Justin, those are two fabulous names. My name's Angus.
What's your last name, Angus?
McDonald.
Angus McDonald, you say.
Angus, do you like magic tricks?
I do. I like them very much. My grandpa said he would take me to one in Neverwinter. My grandpa told me, he said, I'm going to take you to a magic trick. It didn't make a lot of sense.
Are you off put by three grown men standing over you asking you a bunch of questions?
No, I was hoping I would meet people and make friends on the train.
Even though you're not allowed to talk to them? That's pretty interesting.
Well, strangers aren't strangers anymore once you've talked to them and learned their names.
Do you want
to
go in the pleasure room with me?
I already went to the pleasure room. I went to my dad's library. Did I say my dad? I meant my grandpa.
What's your grandpa's name?
My grandpa forgot his name. He's very old.
Wait, but you also forgot it? You never knew it, Angus?
The memory of my grandpa's name died long before I was born.
It's a word not spoken since the birth of dragons.
He prefers grandpa. I call him grandpa because he's my grandpa. I love him.
This is definitely a setup. He's the bad guy.
Well, let me show him my magic trick.
Just let it ride.
Let me show you this magic trick, all right?
Okay, sir.
It's called Zone of Truth. And when I cast Zone of Truth, well, you'll just have to see how cool it is.
No, wait. Okay.
Merle casts Zone of Truth.
My brain feels like it's tingling. I feel like I'm sneezing, but long. Like a long sneeze.
That's the magic.
Is it? Oh, it's not a... Okay.
Great.
I get a chance to roll and resist this, right?
Yes, you do. You get to throw a charisma saving roll.
Okay.
And Clinton, remind me, does this affect all of us in the zone?
No, it's just whoever I target it.
Oh, thank Jesus.
I don't think that's true.
I don't actually think it's accurate either.
I think the zone of truth is a zone. Also, otherwise it would just be called Truth Beam. And you hit him. He rolled a 24.
What?
What?
Now that's too low. We were looking for a 25.
Hey, the tingles went away. That was a weird trick.
Well, you're growing up.
Can I have a little side chat? If this fool just rolled a 24, he is a really fucking bad guy. That's like some serious shit.
That's racist.
What? You can't hear this. We're whispering.
Right.
This is clearly out of character.
This is out of character, too. I'm telling you, you're being racist right now. Just because somebody rolls good, that makes them evil?
It's a luck-based... Is rolling good a race, Griffin?
It's a luck-based mechanism.
I've seen the dice.
How can you roll a 20-sided dice and get a 24?
He had a lot of charisma. He's a charismatic young man.
Yeah. he's in the Boy Scouts of America. He volunteers at his local soup kitchen. He's a great kid. He's definitely
Magnus,
the bad
kill
guy.
Him.
Well,
kill him.
Hold on.
Well,
he's
don't,
still a kid.
He's a little boy.
No.
We're not going to kill a little boy.
Pardon me, listen. Sirs, do you have any fruit leather? I just plumb ran out.
All right, Angus, we're going to go talk to Juicy Wizard.
Okay, I had a good chat with you, and I liked
it. Okay,
well done.
Okay, sirs, well, thank you very much.
Angus, take the hint.
Okay, bye. Thanks for the company. Bye.
Yeah.
As you turn to walk away from him, you swear that you see the color of his eyes just turn blood red. And no, I'm fucking with you. That's not true. Yes, you're going to talk to Juicy Wizard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Juicy Wizard is sort of running his hands over the pleasure room chamber, like just sort of eyeballing it, like studying it almost. He's like, wow, this thing's amazing. Don't you guys love being on this train? This train's the best.
It's pretty dope.
Sorry, what are your names? I feel rude because I talked about how much I love this train before I introduced myself and before you had a chance to introduce yourselves.
Oh, my name is Diddly.
Diddly? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Diddly.
Is that short for something?
Bo Diddly.
Wouldn't Bo be a much easier way to truncate that particular moniker?
Way less fun, am I right, my man?
You are so right. My
High
name's
five.
Okay, let's get that out there. Now, I can tell you that my name is Graham. It's not as fun. I still sound like the boy that you were just talking to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You have a youthful energy about you.
Yeah. Oh. A very Angus-like vibe.
What are your guys' names?
I'm Lehman. Lehman Kessler.
Hi, Lehman.
Hi, Graham.
Justin.
I can't help but notice your garb, your robe, and your hat. Are you perchance a wizard, too?
Yeah, man. Don't you recognize me?
Totally.
Don't you recognize me from TV?
Shh. Oh, my God. Shh. Is it really you?
Justin. Is a stage name. No, wait. Strike that. Taco. How old are you, Graham?
Me?
Yep.
Oh, me? Oh, my age?
Yeah.
Me? My age? I'm trying to... Me? My age? I'm not a little boy.
He's aging before our very eyes.
Hey, okay, pipe down,
36
Benjamin.
Years young.
Pipe down, Benjamin, but let me lay it out for you. I'm Taco, the wizard from TV. Yes, it's great to meet you two. But on the train, when I'm in private life, I go by my real name, Justin Lehman.
Oh, that's not that weird to have a train name. A name that you use only on trains. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Please.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, go nuts, my man.
Graham is my train name.
Do you have another real name?
Yeah.
What is it?
Percy.
Good choice with Graham.
Yeah, Graham's way better.
It just feels like a thing that you would say on a train.
Absolutely, it does. It feels like a train.
Check this out. All aboard, Percy. It just doesn't work, does it? Anyway,
it doesn't work.
Graham's my name.
Graham, what's your school of magic, my man?
I'm undeclared. Working on it. It's
fine. I remember that age.
I moved down one ladder, and it's evocation's pretty great, but I'd love to turn that apple into a... something else. See, I lack creativity, and that that hinders
That's
me.
That's a hindrance, right? But you'll find it. Don't beat yourself up.
Will I?
He is 36.
What I really want to do, he says, is I would love to work on a train. It's been my dream my whole life is to work on a train, whatever role they need me on, just to live life on the rails. It's just it's just always appealing. This train is amazing. They have a pleasure chamber.
Just to grab a mop, my man. Grab life by the horns.
What do you, just like start mopping and just like
start mopping.
Yeah. And see what happens?
Sure.
Is that the secret?
YOLO. Either that or be a hobo.
YOLO.
I could be a yobo.
YOLO hobo.
I would have a hard time finding a place where I could squat on this particular train. But
no, just go in the bathroom.
Gross. What a very gross thing. Yeah, it's uncomfortable because I just applied to be on this train and I didn't get accepted. And so I just sort of came on to shadow Jenkins just to like see what I could learn, see what I could
pick
up.
I lean over to Taco. Motive. That's motive.
You're a worse wizard than Jenkins.
I said that loud enough so that Jenkins could hear.
Why would you do that?
Oh, I didn't want you to have to waste a spell slot trying to read my mind.
He says,
you know how precious they are.
I feel like this conversation's starting to take a turn for the worse, so I'm going to head out. Not leave, because the train's going through a mountain, and I would die. But you get the picture. It was great to meet you guys. And he walks just not very far away from you. He walks like 8 feet away from you and sits down at a table by himself. It was very clear he didn't have any pressing like engagement that he needed to get to. He just, I think he preferred not your company at that point.
We are really making friends on this train.
Influencing people.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hey everyone, we're the Flophouse, one of the newest additions to the Maximum Fun podcasting network. I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin. What is the Flophouse, you may very well ask?
We watch a bad movie, and then we talk about it.
A bad movie podcast? Isn't that like every fifth podcast on the internet?
I'd answer that by saying, one, we've been doing this show for over 7 years, long before the entire premise of our show was a cliche, and two, shut up.
Sick burn.
I'd say that our show is more of a comedy podcast. A podcast about words that sound like other words. A podcast about me singing long, irritating songs like this one. A podcast about pitches for a Ziggy comic book movie. Or discussions about sex tarps.
Yeah, I mean, mostly it's a show about three friends just hanging out. And talking about ding-dongs.
That's mostly used to.
Wait, what?
So if you like any of those things, subscribe in iTunes today or visit MaximumFun.org to follow the show.
The Flophouse. Woo!